Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are with you until 6:30. In 1 hour, we're giving away Caps tickets. They're playing the Red Wings coming up. I believe that's on December 20th at Capital One Arena, their holiday celebration. So you want those tickets. They are a hot commodity in town. Best team in the East. You better be listening at 4 o'clock. Show's brought to you by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They just took us to Minneapolis and wined and dined us for an entire weekend.
What a great time, man. I'm a little bit tired from the whole experience, to be honest with you, but that just means it was a great weekend well spent. They will help you do a lot of different things. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney, or most other needs. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Joe Burrow recently talked at the podium about coming back from an injury. Now, again, the caveat applies. The Bengals are playing playoff football in their minds. They had to win out. They haven't. By the way, I don't think they're going to be shutting him down now all of a sudden because their season's all but over. But that's not really what he's talking about necessarily. But he was dealing with a lot of the same questions that Jaden Daniels was, even though the Bengals were playing more important games. This is what the other Heisman Trophy winner recently from LSU had to say.
You understand?
I understand why people feel that way, but if you look at it from my perspective, I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ever go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but you know, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get concussions. You're going to break bones, tear ligaments. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And, yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I work really hard to have that not happen. But what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. That's what I did.
That's Joe Burrow. He said, I get hurt. I do my rehab. I feel better. Doctor says I can't get hurt anymore from that injury, and then I play football. So for him, it's pretty simple. Like, here is the process. I get arrested. I do my time. I come back out.
I do my penance, too.
And then I get to go live my life again.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is not a variable of the athlete. You don't get to that level without being able to put that stuff out of your mind. If you played scared, if you were walking around intimidated, stepping on eggshells, you would never make it. All these dudes are a little bit crazy in that way. And I mean that, you know, affectionately. You've got to be a little bit nuts, have some athletic arrogance to go, I'm going to go get in a car wreck 70 times this week, and I'm going to do it 17 more times, and that's just how I'm going to make my living. You got to be wired in a certain way. Like, there's a level of toughness that the regular rank and file probably don't appreciate or have. That's not the variable to me. Does he just get to play when he feels like it? I mean, maybe he's earned that right at this point as an MVP and a guy that's been to Super Bowl 6 years, 7 years now, I guess, in the league. But as a young player, the coach decides who plays. That's for everybody all the time.
Let's go to Dan in Connecticut, listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Dan? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I'm just getting my swell on, trying to still work off that Thanksgiving fat.
There you go.
How you doing with that, Danny?
Love it. Not so great, to be honest with you. These road trips don't help.
Yeah. Wanted to give you guys a compliment, first of all, which is guys like Chris Rock, they spend a whole year coming up with material to be funny for an hour, and you guys are funny and entertaining for 4 hours a day. So kudos to you.
Thank you, bro.
That's very nice.
Appreciate you.
I'd like to diagnose something with Jaden. I'd also like to give an analogy, if you'll allow it. So I'm glad you brought up Burrow, because last year, the secret kind of engine of Jaden's game that people don't talk about is quick game. He was a god on quick game passes. You know, those 5 yard first read, first, second read, bop, bop, balls out. He was hitting it at like 80% clip. That seems like that's not been happening this year. If you watch the Kurt Warner video, it's kind of like, to quote Happy Gilmore, you know, there's a problem. You're not very good. He hasn't been good at that, at the quick game. So I really need to see that come back for Jaden. So that's the first, that's my diagnosis. I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah,
and then I have an analogy. Yeah.
I think he's not seeing it as clean.
Like, I think also some of it's been taken away when there's no downfield threat for most of the season.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of it. I thought there were more quick game good decisions by him and opportunities against the Vikings, which might speak to what you're talking about, Danny, when you had everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more of it. There just hasn't been a big enough sample with everybody. But that said, there's just no doubt. We can try to figure out why it is. I think, A, teams have tried to take it away and make him get through other things. But also, and I think he had no problem reading things out last year, I think it's that position, like so many, is about confidence.
Yeah, there's a sharpness issue for sure.
And I just think he's not seeing it and feeling as good about himself in the pocket as he did last year. But what's your analogy?
Yeah, so my analogy is, and I'm Team Danny on the – He when he played, he gets hurt, shut him down. It's if you were a blackjack player and, you know, you're supposed to hit on 11 every time, double down, right? And that was working like crazy last year. You know, we're making, just hitting blackjack after blackjack. But this year, you know, let's say we've been counting cards and we know that the deck is just filled with twos and threes. We have to strategically adapt to what's going on and update our risk profile. Like, I don't know what it is. Like you said, Danny, that's something in the air. It's something in this deck of cards, but there's something really bad. And we have to just change and hope that next year we get a new deck of cards and we can go back to the aggressive strategy. But
so here's the problem have, Dan, is something in the air isn't a good reason.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I'm doing a little bit of a bit, but like you're saying, I don't know, man. It's just not, I just don't have a good feeling. And it's hard for me to work with that.
Which I understand, because it's not tangible. It's hard to quantify exactly what I'm talking about. I just know that we have injury, delay, comeback, injury in that specific game. And again, this one isn't as significant, luckily, but he didn't leave the game because everything was fine.
No, so he landed on his arm, and like a lot of quarterbacks, he came over grabbing his arm, went into the blue tent, and if he was other quarterbacks, he would have been back on the field probably. They correctly, I think, we should applaud them.
Yeah, here.
Said, hey, it's 17-0, middle of the third quarter. You've done enough today. We'll try again next week.
Right. So the way I'm trying to quantify this is not something that would like pass legal muster.
No, it would not.
Right? As I'm writing the essay. But you know what else wouldn't pass legal muster is the offense is as healthy as it's been all season long and they got shut out. That wouldn't pass legal muster either, but I just saw it happen. See what I'm saying? Like if I was able to quantify exactly what was going on, I would pass them a note and maybe it would get fixed. But I don't think they know either. I mean, this is a little bit mysterious. This is every bad break that went the opposite way last year, where you catch a Hail Mary, the doink goes in, all the good fortune. This is the bad. This is now you paying the piper. And I understand that that's not, again, that's not something that would hold up in a court of law. That wouldn't win a legal argument. But I'm also watching a team that shouldn't be 3-10 be 3-10 be outscored by way more points than a 3-13 team did a few years ago when the coach got fired. Like, it's worse now somehow, despite pretty smart people in charge.
The problem I have is that none of his issues, whatever you think they are, staying healthy, seeing the field, the stuff he referenced with Warner, zero of it gets better by not playing.
Totally.
And in fact, it goes the other direction. The longer you go without playing in games, it gets worse. And people will say, oh, we'll just get to the offseason. You'll have a camp and a preseason. And first of all, they probably won't play him in the preseason.
I know.
They didn't this year. And you now have actual games that are way more helpful than the preseason, and they're choosing not to play him in those. So I don't know why you would expect them to play. They don't think it can, I guess they do because they're playing him, to their credit. But those people that don't want him to play in the preseason, this game, you sure as hell better not advocate to play him in the preseason in games that really don't mean anything, where you're not even getting the same live action that you're getting in a regular season game. So now he's just playing again in week one. And you can't replicate this speed. You can't replicate what Brian Flores threw at you on Sunday on the practice field in Ashburn. You cannot do it. You have to be out there living it. That's the only way to get better at it. And he went into that game dead last in the NFL completion percentage against the blitz, and they wanted to see him work against the blitz. And he got better for having done it, whether it looked like it or not. He's better off for those reps. Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, man, thank you so much for taking my call. Listen, I'm just going to make it plain and simple. We need to sit the kid. The reason why we need to sit the kid is because even the NFL says they know the importance of having a franchise quarterback. We have never, ever, ever drafted a franchise quarterback. I've been watching this team for 55 years. Never, ever, ever drafted a franchise quarterback. We have to invest in him more. Listen, this kid is running not because he's a scrambler. He's running for his life.
Oh,
he's running because the offensive players are not getting open. Last year when he was running and he was getting the third and 20s and so on and so forth, I mean, everything was great. The NFL has caught up to our offensive scheme. Look at the Minnesota game. Perfect case. If any game Jaden should have been running, was the Minnesota game. But guess what? They kept him in the pocket, right? The play caller, right? Kingsbury. They kept him in the pocket and try to get the ball out of his hands quicker. No, he needed to extend the play to give his offensive players time to run. So we just need to, you know, I would rather rest him up, right? Get him prepared. You know, all we need to do is work on the off scheduling running. All we need to do is work on, you know, diet and nutrition and weightlifting and so on and so forth.
I don't know how much story at the start of camp this year was that he gained a bunch of muscle. Remember that?
I do remember that.
How much more can he put on his frame? You don't think he knew in high school when he weighed 130 as a freshman, being bigger would help him? You don't think he knew at Arizona State he could be looked at as a better draft prospect?
You mean that metabolism will slow down a little bit with age, as I can attest to.
You don't think that at LSU he didn't think if I was 10 or 12 pounds heavier, this would be less of a question? I'd go number one overall if I weighed 20 pounds more over Caleb Williams or whatever. This is not like me and you and Danny just adding a couple of pounds. I would imagine it's kind of hard for him to put on muscle. Is it possible he could do that? Sure. But it's the frame is the frame. Let's go to Eric in Gaithersburg. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, I want to say, Danny, you are a genius, but even a genius can be wrong. He has to play. It's important for him to play. I think the problem is that we haven't changed the offense. We don't. The blocking scheme in the Minnesota game was terrible. It almost looked like the longest yard where the offensive lineman just didn't play and let that free rusher just rush right in and kill him. If he's running for his life all the time, it's not going to be good. We need to change how we're blocking, maybe bring in more tight ends, maybe have a rolling pocket. They need to do something differently so that he has a chance to survive and play some more. Otherwise, nothing's going to change in this offense.
Appreciate you, dude. So we have the same premise that he needs to play. I actually believe that still, by the way. The point, though, is I'm basically saying I understand that in the short term this won't be particularly good for his development. My fear that I think is now very tangible and far more real, it sounds like, than everybody else that's upset with me, and I think that's totally fine, is you're going to be robbed of all of it when he has a catastrophic injury. when the serious one happens. And it's not just, is he back in a couple weeks with some cryptic comments from Dan Quinn? This is the all offseason rehab, 9, 10, 11 months. Is he ahead of schedule? What are we doing? Constant panda watch updates. You know, we thought that was bad for this season. Wait till we're doing it in March and April and OTAs and, you know, how his gait looks as he's walking down the hill at, you know, in Ashburn or whatever. Like, that's what I think is coming if we keep this up. We have been lucky that it hasn't been worse yet, and I'm too scared of it. And he doesn't have to be. I can do it for him, right? I mean, that's my own purview.
Or he plays, and he has a breakthrough.
If it works out, that's great. You guys are right, and I was wrong.
But it's not a right or wrong thing, I don't
think. I think it's exactly what it is.
It's like someone said to me the other day, they're like, what happens if he plays and he gets hurt in Minnesota? This is going to age poorly for you. And I was like, no, it won't. The process is correct. The process is the process. They are doing the thing they should be doing. And if he gets hurt again, that'll suck. But the football player playing football got hurt. Unless he got hurt on a ill-advised decision, like they're running quarterback power into the teeth of the defense on 4th-and-1 on a shotgun draw or something, I'll have an issue with that. If there are things they could do where I would take some issue. But like, had he have re-injured his elbow in that game, I wouldn't have felt any differently about him playing again. Everyone's takeaway when he came over hurt was like, see, he shouldn't have been playing. He shouldn't have. And I'm taking crazy pills because I'm going, the dude just landed on his elbow and he's fine. Clearly, 5 weeks after the dislocation, the doctors were right. You can't have a bigger test than that, Danny. If I handed you a hammer and said, go over there and hit Jaden Daniels in the elbow, that wouldn't have been as damaging to that elbow as landing with 8,000 pounds of pressure, according to the sports science guys, after getting shoved 9 yards in the air right on his damn elbow that had just been dislocated. And guess what happened? He went to the sideline. He got looked at. He took his left hand and slammed his helmet down because he was pissed because he's a competitor who wants to go back in the game. They drag him over to the blue tent. Bobby Wagner's trying to go, hey, bro, we got you. Don't worry. We got you, bro. You don't need to come back in. And now we talk all week about how he's hurt again. He's going, get me back in the game. If he was Mariota or terrible Sam Hartman, who's very handsome, or any of these other guys, he would have been right back out there. But because it was correctly Jaden Daniels, they said no. I took that as, actually, the elbow healed pretty well. They were probably right. They just put his elbow on the table, whacked it with a hammer 3 times, and he was like, oh, I'm pretty good here. This is pretty good. But that's not how everyone else saw it. So we're looking at the same things and seeing different things. The camps are kind of dug in on this at this point. I just don't know whether it's he's got to protect himself better, reasonable take, whether it's he's got to see the field better, reasonable take, whether it's he's got to learn this or that. None of that happens by watching Marcus Mariota play more football. None of it to me. Let's go to Dave in Tyson's Corner. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Absolutely love the show. And I just want to thank Danny for your opening monologue yesterday. It was cathartic, just your frustration. That's how I felt, and so I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother.
Where we do differ is I do need to see him play. I, for my own sanity's sake, I need to see that breakthrough because I am just I'm very concerned. One of the previous callers mentioned the Kurt Warner video, He's just not, I don't know exactly what's happening, but he's not the same player he was last year.
Definitely not, yeah.
Playing at the level. And I'm just I'm questioning him. I need to know he's the guy and that he still has it. And it just, last year wasn't this ridiculous anomaly.
Thank you, dude.
I have not heard that yet. But his take, if I'm reading that right, is, I need to see him play well just so that
I believe he's the real deal.
I can sleep at night knowing he's still the franchise guy.
So I'm not there. I mean, I he's a second contract player to me, so he's here. He's the answer.
To me, the binary.
Right.
It's the rest will sort itself out. Is this a guy you extend? And the answer is obviously yes.
If we do this, two more times, we can have a different conversation. AKA, he plays 6 games, sits out for a month at a time, barely comes back, isn't playing the same. Okay. But right now, the deposits in the bank way outweigh the withdrawals.
Well, I'm comping him. This is my baseball analogy I always talk about. Mm-hmm. I walked up to a high school park and I saw 97, and I saw a good breaking ball and feel for a changeup. Now, I think he walked 11 that day,
yeah,
and he might have given up 6 runs. Don't care. Closing up my notebook, putting it in my suitcase.
Drive to the next town.
Calling the GM and saying, let's draft that kid. I saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's in there. If Cliff can't get it back out, somebody else will. If I need whatever I got to do,
yeah.
I know that's in there. I got to find it again. So I've seen what I need to see. There are adjustments made. Now you have to make the adjustments, but you can do a lot of things that a lot of guys in the league can't do. That's what I care about. And so, yes, second contract guy, I'm not worried about that. Assuming health. You got to be healthy.
That's it.
And that's going to be up to him to prove. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on G&D.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The conversation on Jaden Daniels continues on The Fan with Grant and Danny. We got Caps tickets 35 minutes from now for somebody to go see the Caps, who have the most points in the East, and the Red Wings, December 20th, holiday celly over at Cap One Arena. I do the podcast, you know, Danny, with Take Command.
Indeed.
And Logan Paulson, and we have a new episode out today on how Daniels played against Minnesota, film review on the Kingsbury offense and the defensive struggles, which, by the way, we're back. So it's not completely fixed with Dan Quinn calling the plays. J.J. McCarthy looked a lot better than J.J. McCarthy has looked.
That's the best J.J. McCarthy I've ever seen, certainly.
We were talking to some Vikings fans out there, and they're like, man, I just can't believe our offense looked that good. We're not good on offense. And I said,
we can't believe it either.
Schedule Washington a couple of times. You're gonna be better.
You looking for a get-right game? We got something for you.
But this was Logan on Take Command today when Daniels came up.
Is everyone keeps saying that he shouldn't play. That, to me, is an insane thing to say, quite frankly, because he has to get reps to get better. So I'm thinking, everyone's thinking about 2026. Where is he going to be in 2026? When you look at quarterbacks who are struggling, they don't get better not playing. It's just not a thing that happens in the NFL. You need to see the defenses. You need to work on timing. You need to work on your study. All those things need to happen. So even if he is a little bit sore in the elbow, like, I think he needs to play. Like, I think that's something that has to happen. And so this talking point to me is very frustrating because, again, I want him to be the best version of Dayton Daniels possible, right? And so, like, can we get that? He can't do that unless he's playing. And that's my general takeaway here. And also, I just found the clip. I think he did check to that screen, by the way. Just
that was us talking.
That was a detail that we weren't sure about, but
Van Ginkle, I just keep saying he checked to the clip. He's like, he checked to the screen. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, well, sure as hell it looks like he checked.
He walked up to the line of scrimmage, said some things.
He could have been inviting Terry McLaurin to his house for dinner, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, you just can't throw a screen toward Van Ginkle. I'm sorry, you can't do it. My mom, Janine Paulson, knows that.
That's such a great line, by the way. I mean, it sounds like from a movie.
What? Never screen to Van Ginkle?
You can't throw a screen to Van Ginkle.
You can't.
The guy's unbelievable at it.
We just drew names for our Secret Santa, the Paulson kids, me and my three siblings.
Who'd you get?
I can't tell you.
I almost got you, didn't
Secret
I?
Secret Santa.
Did I get you?
And my sister called me to tell me like how we were going to do it. And she said, by the way, don't screen to Van Ginkle's side. And I said, I know that. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast D.C. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Of course, he got to play, man. The problem, though, is not Jaden. It's Kingsbury and that offense. They did a stat, like, he we're in the RPO 84% of the time. And I agree with one of the other callers. Do we have to do it 80%? Can we do it at 40%? And lean on our running game. I think we're the fourth lead rushing attack in the whole NFL. But why don't we lean on that?
Appreciate you, dude. There was times where it's a struggle. You've got to be able to do everything. For everybody that wants to just run it, if you're not the Ravens when they're, you know, hauling ass with Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, each running for, you know, 2,000 and 1,000 respectively, you got to be able to do other stuff. It's going to be 3rd and 7 eventually. I love offensive diversity. Effectiveness is all that matters. So whatever we've got to do to be effective but also keep Daniel safe is kind of that, you know, it's a push and pull. Like, you could drop back 60 times and run him into the ground, but that's probably not the smartest thing to do to have him be there long-term. There's a reason when you look at a game and you go, my God, this guy dropped back 64 times to throw. I'm not talking about Daniels, but anybody. You go, that's probably not a great game plan. Sometimes the game flow happens. So, yes, I'd love to. The best offense in the world would be to run it for 3.35 yards per carry. You do that 20 times like the Vikings just did to us. Take off 12 minutes and score a touchdown every time. But that's utopian. That's not the real thing.
At Grant H. Paulson on all things social, at Funny Danny for Danny, people are chiming in, asking again this idea, like, if he were to get hurt while he's playing down the stretch, what will my camp, I suppose, people that think he needs to play, say then? I can't speak for everyone. I'll speak for myself. And it's the same thing I said when I got 800 DMs on Instagram. The second he hurt his elbow, luckily, not seriously, and not in a way that is going to be detrimental the rest of the year, about him playing, and it is process, not result. If you, on 3rd and 1, while averaging 6 yards per carry, set up a nice run design and go downhill with Chris Rodriguez and get stopped, I'm not angry about the play call. The process was probably correct. I think he needs to be on the field. And if he gets hurt every single time he plays, that's a different conversation to me than whether or not he should play. Like, even if it's true that he gets hurt too much so he can't play, then it's over anyway. Then the war is lost. Then we should wave the white flag. Like, if the point is, see, he got hurt again, he can't play. The whole point is playing. So if he can never play because he gets hurt, then none of this matters anyway. Let's go to Tim in Southern Maryland. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I was just saying, I've been having flashbacks to Steven Strasburg, and I know it's not the same thing.
Well, we're talking about a shutdown in D.C. that isn't about the federal government.
Similar,
so there's
dude.
Only a couple of those.
Well, when he first hurt his elbow, he ended up rehabbing that, you know, and getting through it, and then ended up, you know, helping us win a World Series. But after that year, he was never right again. And, I mean, it was within, what, a year or two after that, he retired because he had – and even through the World Series year, he was struggling in the playoffs with his elbow, but he still played, went out there and played his butt off. But after that, you know, he just went completely downhill, and he was never right again. So I don't know. I know it's not the same thing, but
sure. I mean, the similarity is we're talking about athletes and whether or not to shut them down.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, there's crossover there. When you got a guy that's got a really, really lengthy injury history that's affected him significantly. Yeah, there's plenty of things to data points to be gleaned from a lot of different situations.
It was only a handful of weeks ago. We're just bringing up the very possibility of Daniels being an injury risk. Drew, great ire, by the way. You'd get yelled at by people if you said, I worry about him getting hurt. It's like, he had one rib injury. Then it was like, it was a fluke knee thing. It's like, it was a fluke hamstring thing. Then it was the elbow. Like, I guess that conversation's off the table now, right? Let's go to Shane in Virginia. What's up, Shane?
What's up, Commander Danny? Lieutenant Grant, how you boys doing today?
Hey, buddy.
We're doing well.
Hey, look, first of all, you have one caller come in and basically says shut him down and put him on a damn keto diet and let him gain weight. And all. He needs to play. Like, everybody needs to calm down. He's a football player. The only way he gets better is playing damn football. He can get hurt walking down the damn steps and falling. Like, he's a football player. And how much weight are he going to put on? 7 pounds at most. Look at his frame. He's not going to – and if he puts on 20 pounds, he's not going to be the Jaden Daniels we know, the quick – but that's just ridiculous. But it's Cliff. He's running a basic college offense. You only throw the ball 3 times in a row if you're in college. That was the difference in that game.
Hey, Shane, how psyched would you be if he was calling plays at Tennessee, though?
Would you like it?
No, we got to play college. His name's Josh Eiffel, and you know what? Last time I checked, our offense was the number 2 offense in the country.
It is a good offense, by the way.
It's a good offense.
Hey, look, our defense, Tim Banks was gone, thank God. It's all about the defense. This roster's not getting better. Everybody's talking 2026. You still got the same old-ass players that you got on this year.
Well, I don't think they'll have the same old-ass players because, you know, Zach Ertz, who's injured, is, you know, Bobby Wagner. You talk about the oldest group of them, Von Miller. I don't think any of those guys are coming back.
Yeah, there's necessary turnover. It's coming.
Herm Edwards has a thought, by the way, Danny. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but he has a thought.
You play football. Football players play football, guys.
How many weeks ago was that?
I don't know. Feels like yesterday.
I mean, was that only 2 weeks ago? I was thinking it was like 7 weeks ago. So it simultaneously feels like yesterday and also forever ago. Let's go to Shane in Southern Maryland. We're playing with Shane's today.
Only Shane's.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? Hey, real quick, this is just my take, but, you know, everybody, I feel like it's 50-50. Half the people want him in, half the people want him out. Everybody's looking for accountability. But if the kid's saying he wants to play, let him play. And we got 4 games left, and it needs to be a reality check. If he gets hurt time with 4 games left, then it needs to be a serious conversation moving forward into 2026. But that's my take. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, buddy. So the thing that I think is a misnomer about I don't know how to say this, but us shut him down, folks, if that's what you want to call us, is we all want him to play. My point is I'd love for that to happen. I just don't think it's, A, realistic, because I think he's going to get hurt, and, B, the thing that I'm afraid of, it's not just the 2 or 3 week injury where Dan Quinn gives cryptic press conferences. This is the, now you don't get to play at all for a long time. And all the things that we want, him on the grass, him at training camp, him at OTAs, him with his teammates, him in doing the inter-squad scrimmages, him doing the joint practices, we get none of those things because he's coming back from something major.
Do you agree that he can't get better to the same extent if he's not playing?
Of course.
Okay.
And that's my fear.
Right. So
he can do nothing. Not just being shut down on the sidelines. He'll get all the practice reps.
You're talking about like a serious injury.
Yeah, he's my number one on the call sheet. He's getting all the practice reps. He's my first team offensive guy. We're just not playing him.
But do you agree with Logan's premise that camp is not the same?
Of course.
As the preseason is not the same as the regular season?
Of course.
Are you going to play him in the preseason?
I would in limited ways.
I mean, so I'm not even trying to be difficult. I I can't.
Here it is.
None of it makes sense.
After a full off season of coaching. Because right now, what I'm afraid of.
Coaching lesson. There's not like a class where I now have my driver's etiquette class.
Let's try it. Yeah, driver's etiquette. That's signal responsibly.
Hey, here's how to avoid injuries. 214, you've graduated now. Here's your paper. Now you can go play. That's just not a thing. It's not a thing.
Let's try something. Right now. Ow. 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 Necessary. Hurt 100% of the time. Here's what's going to happen. Catastrophic injury, no offseason, no nothing. No nothing. Danny, that's what's coming.
What is this mystery lesson he's going to take in summer school?
Grant, I don't know the answer to it. Does it even exist? I guarantee you somebody has learned to slide. Somebody has improved in this one attribute.
CJ Abrams is going to come over and we're going to slide. He doesn't.
I have no idea. I don't want CJ Abrams anywhere near him, to be honest with you. I'd like him to stay responsible. Here's my point, though. The idea that there's nothing we can do. Oh, well, it's football. Oh, I wasn't aware that it's football. Oh, improve the skill set. Try something else. What's happening right now is you're going, if he gets hurt, so what? It's not so what. We will have no improvement, and we will be doomed if and when he has a serious injury.
Yes, but you're already doomed if he doesn't get better. You're doomed anyway.
Sure, right. He can't get better with a serious injury.
But he can't get better not playing. It's a vicious cycle.
Sure. Right now, we can't keep him healthy.
But
right now, we can't.
To not play him for fear of it, what you're saying is, I can't play him because I'm worried he's going to suffer a serious injury.
Yep.
But you're acknowledging if he doesn't play, he can't get better. He's got to play to get better.
And the only way to play is to be healthy enough to play.
So next September is when it all starts.
And
then he's got to build back up and get off to a crappy
Whatever's happening this year is broken.
Understood.
And the breaking is going to continue. There's no fix in sight.
Work with me.
When he plays this weekend, he's going to get hurt again.
Okay, I'm working with you so hard. But now let's work on this side, which is to say that they finish the year, they lose 11 of 12, whatever it is, the next year starts, and he is going to play badly in September, and they are going to get off to a 1-3 start, and Dan Quinn's going to be on the verge of being fired.
Okay.
That's the end of my story. That's what I wanted you to work with.
Okay. I'll take that over the ACL injury that's coming. I'll take that over the new body part that gets blown apart.
So we're just now forecasting an injury that has nothing to do with any of the injuries he's had.
Well, each one's been different. I got a hamstring, I got a knee, right. I got an elbow.
But now it's just gut feel, he might tear his ACL?
Whatever's happening this year, I don't know how to quantify it better, has led to him being injured every time he plays. I got to do something different. I just have to. The idea that, he's got to play football. Football players play football. I can't just keep sending him up. It's irresponsible just to say, go get it. He's got to get better. I understand all that. I want him to play too. I can't do it safely. We can't do it safely right now. Whatever should be happening, which is we get through a football game and there's no incident, we can't do it. We're broken. We can't do it. Everything bad is happening right now.
Let's go to Chris in Largo. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, dude.
I think he definitely has to play. The reason that he has to play is because he has regressed in terms of making reads. He's been playing with happy feet. I started to think back earlier as I've been listening to the show so far, thinking about Cincinnati and that signature play that he took a hit in the pocket and threw the dime touchdown. We don't have anything like that this year because he's been running around, trying to make something happen, playing Superman. I think that they're actually taking a good approach because they're saying, hey, if you get hurt, we're just going to shut you down. And now he has to start making better choices with his body. Because if he gets hurt or if he shows any kind of weakness, they're going to just shut him down for the rest of the game.
Thank you, Chris. This was Take Command, Logan Paulson. I asked him the question that we're kind of beating around the bush on, which is, if you shut him down right now and you just bring him back in the offseason, everybody thinks he could just fix himself without playing in games and then come September next year, hit the ground sprinting again.
It's different, man. Like, as much as we want to say, like, practice makes perfect, like perfect practice makes perfect, all those old adages, there's a reason that preseason and the training camp phase of a season is valuable. It's because it's the most similar to football, right? It's the most similar to the timing and the speed and the physicality you're going to see throughout the year. So, like, a great example of this is Tom Brady. Like, when he was playing up in New England, they didn't do anything in the preseason for him. The first 3 weeks of the season were always like, oh, Tom Brady's done. He's cooked. It's a da, da. The reason that is a conversation is because he hasn't seen it yet. And so it takes him a couple of weeks to get acclimated to the speed of NFL football. And so I think like seeing, like, for example, he probably saw a ton of scout team reps this week of people running cross dog, zero disguise into a fallout. He probably ripped that thing apart this week. But when you see it live and in living color with the purple and yellow helmets on, right, like it's a different ball of wax. And you got to understand what you can and can't get away with at NFL speeds and at NFL velocities, right? And so that to me is the thing, right? Is like these reps are so valuable. Some of my best developmental periods of my career were when the starter got hurt in 2011. I forget who it was, Fred maybe. And I got to play the last four games of that year going into the offseason. And it showed me so much about my technique, the understanding of defenses, because I had to prep and play like I was a starter. And so like if I hadn't gotten those four games, I would not have been ready for my larger role in 2012. Like these are valuable opportunities to improve. And I think that's why there is this urgency from the staff to get him back on the field, because I need to see him. He needs these reps. Like that's really what it comes down to. Long story. He needs the reps. He needs the opportunity. So
that's Logan Paulson from Take Command, the episode that we dropped today. All right, Danny, we got a double play coming up next.
Yes.
And then we're blitzing in 15.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're giving away Caps tickets in 10 minutes on Grant and Danny, presented by the law firm Condori and Murad. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
Minnesota bits, I think we could run through some of them, GP. I feel like that's very appropriate, considering we were just on the road with our pals from Condori and Murad and our nice little travel crew. My favorite thing I think we got to do was go to a Timberwolves game. That was actually sneaky awesome. They played the Clippers. We saw James Harden draw 248 fouls where he initiated the contact. He did a weird action and got the benefit of the call, and the crowd booed a lot. But it was electric. It was really fun.
Carbon copies like four times of him shooting normally a three or a long two, but mostly a three, where he would just kick his legs out underneath of the guy that jumped straight up defending him so that basically or he would land on their feet. And then he would draw a foul call.
In a totally unnatural way. Like, no human being does that, but if you have a preternatural ability to draw fouls, it was like both frustrating, super annoying, but also amazing to watch.
First time I've been at an NBA game with great energy, locked in crowd, packed house in years and years and years. I'm not trying to Joan. That's not the goal. But it was like watching a different sport than going to a Wizards game.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was that different and stark. When I go to Cap One Arena, it's either for a Georgetown game where there's like a couple hundred people in a 19,000 person venue. And that's, you know, very, very different. But then the Wizards is like closer to that, in my opinion, than what we experienced the other night, which was really fun. And by the way, the Clippers, who were terrible, jumped out to a huge lead. They were doubling them up, basically like 30 to 15, 40 to 20. And the Wolves came back second half and won the game.
Yeah, a couple guys in the group were like, are the Clippers good? And I was like, no. they're like, how is this possible? I go, I don't know. They're playing the greatest defense I've ever seen in person for 2.5 quarters. And then, you know.
It's also the most NBA thing ever.
Yes.
Huge lead, means nothing. The other team just lives at the foul line for a while. Next thing you know, they're back within
7-footer Naz Reid starts drilling threes, and that's your game.
That was a lot of fun. No, we did a lot of cool stuff. I mean, for me, it was the tour of the stadium. I got to say, we are in such good hands with this new stadium that's going to be built in D.C. because the architects who built U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota are doing this one. And if you haven't checked out my thread at Grant H. Paulson, I just cannot speak highly enough about how amazing that venue, that facility is, everything they thought about, all the little things. And Darius and I today, several days later, we're still raving about the foot space and the cup holder access. And just like the little nuances at your seat, the stuff you would never think about for a stadium, were the best that they've been. The quality of the seat, respectfully to the seat I'm sitting in right now, which is very nice and comfortable, and I want it at my house. Like, I could sit in that seat in that stadium for hours on end and never have an issue. It was just so nice.
Yeah, I've sat in the 100 level, you know, lower bowl of FedEx Field, you know, quite a few times. As a bigger gentleman, it's not a fun experience because there's just not much leg room.
When's the last time you sat in the 400s at Cap One Arena?
Probably a few years ago. For a four Wizards game.
I'm not exaggerating. I now get anxiety about going to sit anywhere in the 400s to do anything because my legs cramp so fast up
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, yeah.
I everyone's like, this arena, what you need a new arena. I can't sit for a quarter if I don't get up and walk around without my entire legs cramping up. I took my son to Monster Truck. I'm telling you, Danny, I had to get up like four different times. Like, yeah. Where are we going, Dad? I'm like, I'm getting you a snow cone. He's like, a snow cone? Cool. No, I just need to get up and walk because I feel like my legs are about to fall off. I mean, and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
There's no room up there. Not to mention the whole issue with Toby leaning forward the whole time.
Well, he's a forward leaner.
Isn't that where it was? Where, like, if you just don't sit all the way back, people yell at you.
People get real mad.
Because the design is such that you're in the person's way. Like, that's not a thing at new stadiums. It's a thing at Cap One.
Yeah, I mean, I was a playoff game, sitting up for the opening puck drop. Guy taps me on the shoulder and is like, hey, let's just all sit back and have a good time. I'm like, eh.
I'm having a great time,
sir. I'm having an awesome time. Look, lady.
Yeah, I almost turned around. I was like, look, brother.
The coolest thing about that stadium was the high school helmets, I think, which they now do at other stadiums, but this was the first. They took it from them. Every high school team in the state of Minnesota is represented with a helmet on the wall. They've got a little key there that helps you find yours. And then
spot for the state champions.
They have a rotation spot for the state champions that they update, which I think is cool. be harder to do here because you got Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But I think you could still probably pull it off with three locations or something. I think there'd be a way to do that. I love that. I also thought the way they take care of their legends in that really cool suite we went in.
That was neat.
Where their families can come watch games. I thought that was great. Anything else that you'd say was just like a nice touch?
Some things I thought were kind of cool. They purposely did this, and I like stuff like this. I like a little gamesmanship. The owner's suite, but the visiting owner's suite, didn't have a restroom in it. Now, that may not sound like much, but quite literally, you've got to go out among the peons, among the masses, to go relieve yourself.
Think about
that. I thought that was awesome.
Now, you at least probably are in a club level.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a nice section.
You're not going out on, like, the concrete barriers to, like, the 400-level bathroom.
Yeah.
But you are walking out into the suites where there's fans and jerseys.
Yeah.
And, like, Jerry Jones is just peeing at the urinal next to you.
They also said another touch to that a visiting owner suite box thing is that they always put up a photo of, you know, whatever the visiting team is, but they try to make it an unflattering photo.
Correct.
So in this instance, it was a picture of Cornelius Lucas being bull rushed by Danielle Hunter.
Right. Which, and in the All Blacks, by the way.
Yeah.
It was a mushy
matchup. Probably didn't go well on that. But
I would imagine not.
Yeah. But yes, they do like the worst picture they can find of your team from the most recent game with the Vikings.
And so this is Dallas has this too, to a degree, but the area where the players walk out to the tunnels and different stuff, there's a fan section. Of course, you can't like actually walk where they walk, but you're right there. You could slap five with Justin Jefferson or Van Genkel and be like, hey, pick off a screen pass today, like because you do every week. But like they come out of the tunnel or the locker room, and it's all right there for the fans. And there's a huge section down there. Where that's not where your seats are, but you can go hang and then go back up to your seats when you watch the players come out.
They also do the correct thing, which almost everybody does, it seems like, but us, which is they introduce players individually. I hate the team introduction. It's an energy sucking. Just miss it. To quote Dan Quinn, we miss it every time we do that.
Mm.
Just please get people into the game by introducing the best players by name. But anyway, they run out of a Dragon. the lady told us, she's like, do you guys, because we went down on the field at the end of our tour and we got to play football on the field in the stadium for like a half hour. Literally, we were playing 4-on-4, like, you know, going into the end zone, doing our dances, whatever. But anyway, she's like, do you guys want to go out onto the field through the tunnel or do you want to run out of the Dragon?
I'm like, why'd you say that? So weird.
Wow.
The what?
What is the Dragon?
What, Dragon?
Like, well, the players go out of the Dragon tomorrow.
Fire-breathing Dragon?
It's like, oh, a dragon. Now
Becky with an eye, by the way. Yeah. You sleep on Becky with an eye.
Becky was very nice.
She was very smart. Very
as
friendly.
Was everybody in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, the Beltway Blitz is next. We're giving away those Caps tickets as soon as we come back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.